Hi, welcome back to this podcast series, Let's Get Working by The Mind Matter. I am your host, Binal, and I'm here to help you power through your work life. The previous two episodes of this podcast series were an introduction to how one should find a career and also the way in which one should take steps to reach the career goal. From now on, we are going to talk about various career lines. On that, the first will be who should be ideally interested in taking this career based on certain skills and likings, the capabilities needed, the academic and professional courses, rather qualifications that you can opt for, some references to study about and more to be able to resonate with the career and build your career path around it. Now, before I begin about today's career in discussion, answer these questions to know if you are really interested in this field or not. First, do you enjoy numbers, like even if they are like long lists and big figures? Second, when a problem is there in front of you, do you feel trapped and anxious, or you can find a way out easily? Third, are you logical or intuitive as a person? Fourth, when planning something, do you like being detail-oriented and are you curious and observant? And last, are you interested in learning programming languages? Getting any hints? Well, we are going to discuss data, the world of data and the careers that have stemmed from this. You know, they say that data is the new oil, and it is thoroughly believed that data will talk to you if you listen. So today's career in discussion is data science. Let's first begin with what data science is and why has it become so important, which will help us understand the immense scope of this career option. So what exactly is data science? The meaning can be deciphered from its name itself. Data means the information in terms of numbers, facts, and figures collected from various sources that have some effect on the way a business runs, and science. Science means the decoding and application of this data to invent, reinvent, and improvise business processes. Now, here's a textbook definition of data science. Data science is the field of study that combines domain expertise, programming skills, and knowledge of mathematics and statistics to extract meaningful insights from data. Don't get scared. If you break this definition down, it simply means being creative with figures. Data science is a blend of mathematics, business acumen, tools, algorithms, and machine learning techniques, all of which helps us in finding out the hidden insights or patterns from raw data, which can be used majorly in the formation of big business decisions. Phew, right? Now let's see where data science came from, and this is going to go slightly technical. It came from two simple words, big data. Big data usually includes data sets with sizes beyond the ability of commonly used software tools to capture, curate, manage, and process data within a particular time. Big data includes massive amount of a mix of unstructured, semi-structured, and structured data. Big data requires a lot of techniques and technologies with new forms of integration and programming softwares to reveal insights from data sets that are diverse, complex, and of a massive scale. This technique and technology is exactly what data science is. Are you able to understand what the base of data science is all about? Now, let's see why this field has become so crucial for business performance. You will be able to get a faint idea about the scope of data science and also what you can expect as your position or role if you pursue data science. Let me give you an example first. Think of the answer to this question in your mind. Which online platform do you use to shop for your groceries or your clothes? Thought of the platform? Okay, now next. Once you put in a particular article in search, finish adding things to your cart, what do you observe next? Are there certain things like customers who bought this also bought this? Try this, it has more offers if bought in combination. Suggestions based on your previous buys. Don't these pop up? Okay, after that, a couple of hours after you are done with your shopping transaction, do you get more notifications about the things that you were looking for? They pop up in your news feed here and there with all the more offers. Have you experienced this? This entire experience is an outcome of an effective use of data science. So here's the scope of data science in business. Data science helps directing actions based on trends, which in turn helps define business goals with more clarity. A data scientist will examine the organization's data, after which they will be in a better position to recommend and prescribe certain actions that will help improve the organization's performance, engage customers in a better way, and ultimately increase profitability. Next, data science empowers the decision makers or leaders of the organization to make more informed choices. An experienced data scientist is likely to be a trusted advisor and a strategic partner to the organization's upper management, thereby ensuring that the staff maximizes their analytical capabilities. A data scientist communicates and demonstrates the value of the institution's data to facilitate improved decision-making processes across the entire organization through measuring, tracking, and recording performance matrices and other information. Data science helps identify opportunities. Data scientists question the existing processes and assumptions with the purpose of developing additional methods and analytical algorithms. Their job requires them to continuously and constantly improve the value that is derived from the organization's data and identify opportunities to advance or enhance the business outcomes. Next, quantifiable decision making. With the arrival of data scientists, data gathering and analyzing from various channels has ruled out the need to take high-stake risks. Data scientists create models using existing data that stimulate a variety of potential actions. In this way, an organization can learn which path will bring the best business outcomes. Last, and definitely not the least, better understanding of target audience. From Google Analytics to customer surveys, most companies will have at least one source of customer data that is being collected. Data science comes into picture when this existing data is combined with other data points to generate insights about the organization that can be known about target audience and target customers. This can be used as a basis to drive more marketing ideas, branding options, and lots more. So basically, data science can add a lot of value to any business who knows how to use the data well, which is why a professional in data science will have immense scope. Now that you know what data science is and what is the scope of data science, I'm now going to tell you what subjects you need to become qualified into through academics and courses so that you can become a data scientist. First and foremost, mathematics, which includes statistics, probability, and calculus. You need in-depth understanding of these mathematical systems, which forms the base of any algorithm and computation needed in data science. Next, database knowledge. Softwares like Oracle, MySQL, Cassandra will give you an understanding about database and how to manage structured data. Then learn programming languages such as Python, R, SAS, and many more. Make sure you get hands-on experience into using these languages to implement various algorithms and use your creativity into designing effective programming languages. Data engineering is the next step. This will add skills that will help you process massive amounts of data in an efficient manner. Machine learning is the step that follows. This includes supervised, unsupervised, and reinforcement learning. These are used to create learning programs and algorithms in such a way that they can become predictive models, that is, adding the science to the data part so that the decoding of this huge amount of data can help you predict facts and also bring out valuable information. Machine learning can also be taken to the next level by learning deep learning. Deep learning is an artificial intelligence function that mimics the working of a human brain in processing data for use in detecting objects, recognizing speech, translating languages, and making decisions. Basically, deep learning is where artificial neural networks, algorithms inspired by the human brain, learn from large amounts of data which can be used for predicting human or consumer behavior. Next, get learning on big data, Hadoop, Spark. This will work as an added advantage since you will learn how to store, process, and manipulate data to your requirement. And last but not the least, data visualization. As you have learned all the technical aspects step by step mentioned above, it is also important for you to be able to present the data you have extracted in a fashion that can be deciphered and understood by non-data science individuals. Hence, data visualization comes into picture where learning and using tools like Tableau, ClickView will help you build interactive plots and dashboards to derive business insights efficiently. If I were to tell you about your career path academically in India, begin with opting for science for your 12th grade, move into engineering into data science for your graduation, take up as many extra courses you can online, and also take up live projects to get hands-on experience. Once you complete your graduation, get some professional experience, and then you can further pursue a master's degree to add to your profile and enhance the chances of your career progression. Now, let me give you a brief on what exactly the roles you will get once you accomplish your data science academic qualifications. First and foremost, you can become a data scientist. Secondly, you can also become experts into the aspects of data scientists. For example, you can become a machine learning engineer. You can become an applications architect. You can become a data engineering expert. You can become a data enterprise engineer. You can become a data analytics expert, a business intelligence expert, and more. These are some growing in-demand lines of profession that you can pursue and build your career in. The advantage of this career choice is it isn't industry specific. Every business in any industry needs data scientists. So you can now do your own research to understand which industry looks like your calling. Is it retail? Is it web development? Is it finance? Which is it? And then look for data science jobs into those industries. Now that we have spoken about all the technical knowledge that you need for building a career in data science, I'm going to talk about some people skills or some behavioral capabilities that you will really need to enhance to stand out from everyone else. First, critical thinking. You don't just have to be analytical. You have to be someone who thinks outside the box. You will be required to be the curious one, ask questions without hesitation. There will be a lot of brainstorming and a lot of creative inclination involved to be able to apply the technical aspects of data science into actual organization scenario. Communication. Now, this is not about going out there giving speeches. It is about how effectively you are able to communicate or converse an idea in your mind or your ideology about data science to your team members who will be working with you to bring out the idea into a reality. This quality of communicating well will set you ahead, far ahead. Problem solving. Are you someone who can identify issues and also find opportunities from them? Because that is exactly what is needed from a data scientist, someone who uses data as an effective tool to solve problems. So you will need to garner this quality of being a natural problem solver. Business acumen. This includes understanding the business and its needs. Know what organizational problems need to be solved and why. Translate data into results that work for the organization. Not only must they know about their own field and how to navigate data, but you must also know the business and the field in which you work. It's one thing to know your way around data, but data scientists should have deep understanding of business to be able to solve current problems and consider how data can support future growth and success. So this was a gist of what data science looks as a career option. If you still wish to consult an expert to guide you into building your career and be a mentor to you, go check out my website www.themindmatter.net. Look up at the services and sessions offered and you can get in touch with me. I hope this podcast episode brings you some clarity should you wish to pursue data science as a career option. Keep following me on Instagram at @Binal_themindmatter. Look out for the logo image as per the episode cover, and you can get daily updates on skill development and mindset mentoring. See you in the next episode.